The Traveler's Journal, May 31st, in pursuit of passports past. The history of travel papers is as old as the history of borders. When warring factions first figured it was wise to provide safe passage for messengers, they developed forms of positive identification, from wax-sealed letters to secret passwords. For most folks, ID was generally loose until the Middle Ages. When feudal rulers began to control their peasants and serfs, different systems of identification were used, including branding or forcing them to wear certain clothing. Internal passports were developed in the 1500s. Their role as a travel document has also evolved. Prior to the French Revolution, a passport issued to a noble would name the traveler, his status, and describe his entourage, wife, children, servants, dogs, and luggage. When train and steamship transportation swelled the tide of travelers, lengthy documents were no longer practical. To provide identification, early passports contained lengthy personal descriptions, including the circumference of the citizen's head, shape of their ears, or length of their nose. Photography added a positive dimension to the ID process, though even today many would dispute the accuracy of their passport photos. Prior to World War I, travel was usually unrestricted, but subsequent fears of espionage, cold wars, and uncontrolled immigration institutionalized the use of passports and visas. Though recent developments like the U.S. INS-PASS palm readers and the dissolution of common market borders might seem to herald a time when passports become passé, don't count on it. Until that brave new world day when each baby has an ID chip implanted at birth, national identification documents will be a way of a traveler's life. You'll find a world of helpful travel resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.